Today we are paying double, triple, or more for hourly labor compared to what prevails in the marketplace.
We expect to close additional assembly and component plants over the next few years and to reduce our manufacturing employment levels in the U.S. by 25,000 or more people.
These cuts are a painful last resort.
It's been a terrible year for American car companies. The jobs of 100,000 workers are at risk. Delphi, the world's biggest parts manufacturer, declared bankruptcy, saying it can no longer finance pensions and health care. Chief Executive Officer Steve Miller.
Philosophers can speculate about fairness. I have to deal with reality.
Job losses and wage cuts have devastating effects for workers.
I really hate to see this job go. I mean, because it's going to hurt.
Peter Morisi, a business professor at the University of Maryland, blames the car companies and the United Auto Workers Union, the UAW. Ford and GM, he says, built cars consumers didn't want, while the union demanded too much.
The UAW workers have not been educated about how out of line their pay and benefits are relative to global competitive realities, or even the competitive realities of dealing with Toyota and Nissan in places like Kentucky.
Foreign car makers with a big cost advantage and popular products are expanding non-unionized U.S. plants, mainly in the South. Ann Stevens, chief of Ford North America, says new fuel-efficient vehicles will save Ford.
I don't think we're late with hybrids. We brought out the first full American hybrid. We brought out the world's first SUV hybrid.
Peter Morisi is skeptical.
Longer term, if they don't accomplish the kinds of changes that are necessary, they will continue to lose money, run out of cash, and eventually go through Chapter 11.
Economist Rob Scott of Washington's Economic Policy Institute says Ford and GM, like some airlines, could use bankruptcy to cut wages and reduce costs.
This is the new model for how companies restructure in a globally competitive economy.
Mr. Scott says that the auto industry may need a government bailout, and he says that unless it safeguards its industrial base, America could go the way of 19th century Britain.
They had the highest standard of living in the world, but what happened is that power dissipated. The costs of empire drained the coffers of the British system. They refused to invest, and they moved their factories abroad.
U.S. industry, says Mr. Scott, stands at the precipice. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.